Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on this Thursday, we're seeing Donald Trump, president-elect, in Trump Tower. All sorts of stories about the shutting down of Fifth Avenue. And there's also this idea, as the Times puts it, of the tangled web. Quote, in an editorial, unless Mr. Trump divests his businesses, there will be no way to know if his actions in office are for the public good or for his own financial gain.
I doubt very much that Donald Trump is going to listen to the New York Times about anything. He's obviously at war with them. He keeps talking about the failing New York Times. And I think that that is the kind of thing that we're going to be seeing in this administration. No, the press doesn't get to come with me the way that they used to come. No, the New York Times may have their views as to my divestment, but I'm not required to do it by law, and I'm not going to do it. And I do think that the denial of the traditional way of doing things is just the tip of the very scary iceberg here, David.
Alan, New York in the spotlight as Senator Chuck Schumer, named Senate Minority Leader. He's the first Jewish leader of the party in Congress and will have to confront, as this article says from the Huffington Post, a president whose campaign was fueled in part by anti-Semitism.
Well, look, Chuck Schumer is the man of the moment. He is what is between the Democrats and total control of the presidency, Congress, and probably eventually the Supreme Court. So Chuck Schumer has to make a number of strategic and difficult decisions. Do you oppose everything? There's a piece in the New York Times today that says that the Democrats are thinking that the way to deal with the Trump phenomena is to cooperate with it in some cases. There are some things that Trump wants to do that the Democrats are anxious to do. Too, for example, the infrastructure repair in the United States. So Schumer is going to have to decide, okay, we don't want to appear to be obstructionists. That's what the Republicans were. On the other hand, that's what got the Republicans elected, apparently, as they said no to everything. Look, you have a filibuster for a reason. You need 60 votes, for example, to put on a Supreme Court justice, but not a judge on the lower federal courts, because they've already adopted something called the nuclear option four. So it is entirely possible now that the rules will be changed for the Supreme Court also, so that you need a simple majority rather than the 60 votes. Look, Schumer is going to have to know how to play this, and I know Schumer pretty well. And he will do his job. You couldn't have a better guy sitting there ready to take on this Herculean task. He's going to have to make decisions with his conference on how they go and where they go and when they do it.
Let's stay with New York and Governor Andrew Cuomo, who yesterday said he's creating a new position to review state contracts following charges of bid rigging in state economic development programs. In a statement, Cuomo said he will soon appoint a chief procurement officer to review all state contracts and grants in an effort to eliminate, quote, any wrongdoing, conflicts of interests, or collusion, Alan.
Now, we know this guy, Andrew Cuomo, is in real trouble. His best buddies from the day were bid rigging. At least that's the accusation that was made. Nobody's guilty until proven, although one of them has already pleaded guilty. So there are trials coming. And if those trials happen, and if everybody doesn't plead guilty in this case, there's going to be hell to pay for Andrew Cuomo. So naturally, it's the right thing to do is to come up with these measures that would ensure that it doesn't happen again. Although I can say this, you want to bet? But the interesting thing about this is the governor's terrible relationship with a man who doesn't deserve it. And that's the comptroller of the state of New York, Tom DiNapoli. Tom DiNapoli is a great guy. They took a lot of the power to review these contracts that are in doubt away from DiNapoli. Why would you do that and then say later that what you wanted to do was set up your own person who will oversee things? Come on now. Give DiNapoli, the state controller, which is what the state constitution sets up, the power to do his job and stop mucking around with him.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us.
David, I wanted to bring up something else with you. We at WMC have thousands of interviews, and we were frantically looking, and I must say you're the hero of this, for
the
interview that we had with Lute Velmans, who's just passed, 93 years old. We did an interview with him, and you'll be playing it today at 1 o'clock. It'll be a great tribute to Lute Velman, to his wonderful wife, Edith, to their children, and it'll let people remember just what it was about a man who went through Japanese occupation, forced marches, and everything else. It's well worth listening to.
It certainly is a spellbinding interview. Again, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and you can listen online at WAMC.org.